This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're starting off today with the latest updates from the Day One Rakyat in Popeh Popeh Parliament. So today was the last day that MPs debated and voted on Budget 2021 after they wrapped up the committee stage debates. And we will get to that later. But first, we want to touch on how three MPs were allowed to vote in the Day One yesterday while they were under quarantine. You might remember that we did play a clip. There was quite a bit of uproar. People were walking out. And when we asked you, you know, what you made of this, generally speaking, everybody thought that they should have just stayed home or voted online or essentially just not have been allowed into the Day One. Anyway, today, Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun apologised for not providing an explanation earlier, but he said that the MPs, including Health Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Adam Baba, had gotten permission to attend yesterday's sitting from Health DG Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah. And the Speaker added that exemptions for persons under surveillance aren't new.
Untuk maklumat Yang Berhormat, Yang Berhormat Tenggara, Yang Berhormat Tapah dan Yang Berhormat Batu yang dikenakan perintah pengawasan dan pemerhatian di rumah, House Surveillance Order, telah menulis surat permohonan kepada Tan Sri Ketua Pengarah Kesihatan Malaysia untuk hadir di Dewan Rakyat. Sehubungan dengan itu, Tan Sri Ketua Pengarah Kesihatan Malaysia melalui surat kepada ketiga-tiga ahli-ahli Yang Berhormat tersebut bertarikh 14 Disember 2020 telah meluluskan permohonan Yang Berhormat tersebut untuk pelepasan masa, time off, menghadiri pengundian di Dewan Rakyat pada 14 Disember 2020 dengan syarat-syarat yang ditetapkan. Kebenaran ini diberi secara bertulis. Untuk maklumat semua ahli Yang Berhormat juga, saya difahamkan bahawa pengecualian ini bukanlah sesuatu yang baru sebenarnya. Sebaliknya, sebelum ini, pengecualian-pengecualian yang sama juga telah turut diberikan kepada patient under surveillance, PUS, untuk menghadiri upacara pengkebumian dan melawat pesakit di hospital bagi kes-kes kecemasan juga.
That was Dewan Rakyat Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun. He also clarified that MPs under quarantine can only vote and can't participate in debates. Now on to the Minister's Question Time, where MPs discussed Fitch's downgrading of Malaysia's sovereign credit rating. Finance Minister Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul Tengku Aziz responded to Bagan MP and former Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng, who pointed out that Budget 2021 had failed to address issues of poor governance, which contributed to the credit downgrade. YB Lim brought up how the government had replaced former GLC heads, for example, with political appointees. So Tengku Zafrul said that those appointments were made based on qualification and experience, and they had gone through several rounds of vetting by Bank Negara, MACC, other government bodies. And he stressed that the government is committed to its upholding good governance.
Berhubung isu amalan governance terbaik, sebarang pemilihan ahli lembaga pengarah termasuk ahli politik dibuat berdasarkan kesesuaian dari segi kelayakan, pengalaman dan kepakaran. Ia juga mengambil kira polisi keterangkuman dan kepelbagaian di bawah Malaysian Code of Corporate Governance 2017. Selain itu, berdasarkan serta syarikat, lantikan politik perlu melalui pelbagai saringan seperti oleh Bursa Malaysia, Suruhanjaya Security, Bank Negara Malaysia, Suruhanjaya Pencegah Rasuah Malaysia, Polis Diraja Malaysia dan lain-lain. Saya ingin menegaskan bahawa kerajaan komited memastikan amalan governance terbaik sentiasa dipegang.
The finance minister went on to explain that the downgrade hasn't had a negative impact on markets and that Budget 2021 is expected to boost economic growth. He also outlined how investors remain confident, saying that 8 venture capital managers from abroad have agreed to invest up to 1.57 billion ringgit in local startup companies.
Tambahan pula, sejak pengumuman tersebut, there has been no knee-jerk reaction dengan izin daripada pasaran. Dalam hal ini, FBM, KLCI dan mata wang ringgit kekal stabil dan kita merekodkan permintaan yang tinggi, iaitu 2.6 kali melebihi nilai tawaran untuk bond kerajaan MGII 10 tahun yang diterbitkan minggu lalu. Dan semalam, saya telah mengumumkan bahawa 8 pengurus dana modal teroka atau venture capital daripada Amerika Syarikat, Korea, China, India dan Singapura telah bersetuju untuk melabur dalam syarikat startup Malaysia dengan nilai pelaburan sehingga 1.57 bilion ringgit. Dalam kata mudahnya, keyakinan pelabur terhadap pasaran modal negara jangka panjang masih kukuh.
That was Finance Minister Datuk Sri Tengku Zafrul Tengku Aziz outlining how the downgrade of Malaysia's sovereign credit rating has not negatively affected our markets and investor confidence. Separately, Deputy Transport Minister Hasbi Habibullah gave some updates on COVID-19's impact on aviation. So the total number of flight passengers dropped from 109.2 million last year to a projected value of between 26.6 and 29.7 million this year, which is tremendous, but also, I think, somewhat expected. So he added that local airlines are expected to take 3 years to fully recover and that Malaysia Airports Holdings Berhad is preparing for the reopening of the aviation sector.
Sebagaimana Yang Berhormat sedia maklum, penularan wabak COVID-19 telah menjejaskan industri penerbangan negara secara keseluruhannya, meliputi syarikat penerbangan perkhidmatan penuh, full service carrier dan servis penerbangan syarikat penerbangan low cost carrier. Statistik menunjukkan tren penurunan permintaan penumpang domestik dan antarabangsa mulai 1 Mac, iaitu jumlah permintaan penumpang berkurangan daripada 280,321 sehari pada bulan Januari tahun ini kepada 59,378 pada bulan September. Berdasarkan semakan semula unjuran senario trafik penumpang Malaysia Suruhanjaya Penerbangan Malaysia MAVCOM menjangkakan jumlah tempat duduk perkhidmatan penerbangan akan berkurangan lagi kepada 26 juta hingga 29 juta bersamaan dengan negatif 72% ya, pada tahun 2020 ini. Dalam hubungan itu, syarikat penerbangan dijangka memerlukan tempoh masa 3 tahun untuk pulih sepenuhnya dari impak wabak ini, tertakluk kepada situasi semasa penularan wabak tersebut di dalam dan di luar negara. Sebagai persediaan kepada pembukaan sektor pengangkutan udara, kerajaan melalui pakej rancangan ekonomi iaitu pada Februari 2020 telah bersetuju antara lain supaya Malaysia Airport Holdings mengurangkan caj pendaratan dan parkir pesawat melalui mekanisme kontra.
You just heard Deputy Transport Minister Hasbi Habibullah with some updates on the aviation industry. And I guess the question here is, now that interstate travel has resumed, are you planning to fly anywhere anytime soon? You know, local, but still, are you going to get on a plane? You know, let us know. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So the MPs, this is the big one, I guess, today, eventually wrapped up the budget debates and reached the much awaited final round of voting. After the budget was read for the third and last time, the day one proceeded to block voting after more than 15 opposition MPs stood up to reject the budget during voice votes. However, it did pass, with 111 MPs voting in favour and 108 against. Here's a clip of the day one passing the budget with Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul summing it up. It was seconded by Minister of International Trade and Industry Datuk Sri Azmin Ali, who also, you know, received some comments from opposition MPs.
Ahli-ahli yang berhormat, keputusan undian adalah seperti berikut. Bersetuju 111.
Takbir.
Tidak bersetuju.
Cendek.
Tidak bersetuju 108 dan tidak hadir 1. Alhamdulillah muat, maka rang undang-undang ini disetujukan untuk dibacakan kali yang ketiga dan diluluskan sekarang.
Dipertua, saya mohon memaklumkan, iaitu jawatan kuasa telah menimbang usul yang diedarkan kepadanya dan bersetuju dengan usul itu. Saya mencadangkan bahawa Dewan ini mengikut subseksyen 4-3 Akta Kumpulan Wang Pembangunan 1966 kurungan Akta 406 membuat ketetapan, iaitu suatu jumlah wang sebanyak tidak lebih daripada 69 bilion ringgit dibelanjakan daripada Kumpulan Wang Pembangunan bagi tahun 2021 dan bagi tujuan dan butiran perbelanjaan pembangunan yang dinyatakan di bawah maksud pembangunan atau P dalam senarai anggaran perbelanjaan persekutuan 2021 yang dibentangkan sebagai kertas perintah 26 tahun 2020 adalah diuntukkan di bawah maksud-maksud yang berkenaan, jumlah-jumlah yang bersetentangan dengan butiran-butiran itu di ruangan 6 dan 7 senarai tersebut.
Terima kasih Yang Menteri. Ada siapa yang menyokong?
Petua, kelulusan belanjawan ini membuktikan Perikatan Nasional adalah kerajaan prihatin. Saya menyokong usul ini.
Pengkhianat!
Pengkhianat! Terima kasih, Yang Berhormat.
You just heard Democracy in Action, or the Day One, Passing Budget 2021. We'll be discussing the political implications of this for the opposition later on in our show after the 6 o'clock news with Dr. Oh Yee Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. But in the meantime, that's it for today's Day One Rakyat Updates, and we'll be back with Popek Popek Parliament tomorrow, same time, same place. And I'd love to hear from you. I mean, whether it's about the final budget vote and the fact that it passed after all the commotion and the hoo-ha, whether it's MPs under quarantine being able to vote in Parliament, GLC appointments, or if you have, on a lighter note, if you've got plans to fly anytime soon, especially as we're headed into what is traditionally holiday season, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.